Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on March 21st, 2013 at the Top Hat. This edition of Tell Us Something features 10 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Extremes. This week's story comes to us from Stephanie Wing and is titled, Rafting the Lock Saw. Thank you for listening.
Oh, how does this work? Okay, there we go. Oh, you're starting the clock already? That's so not fair. Okay. All right, now I got to talk fast. This story that I'm about to tell is about... Oh, my daughter's giving criticism. Jeez. Okay, so the story I'm about to tell you is about my love for water and extremes. As a small child... My father had to basically kick me out of the house in order for me to do anything. I was one of those very cautious children. And he made me ride my bicycle to the Grizzly Pool in the summers. And I hated doing that. Because I was like, Dad, just ride with me, please. And he was not, he was like, nope, you do it on your own. You can do it. So... As an adult, I made a pact with myself to become more adventurous and open my mind to challenging myself to do more adventurous things, which I think that I've done for the most part. I'm one of those friends that you can call up and say, hey, let's go do this, and I'm in. And so when my friends, Andy and Molly, decided to invite me to a river trip on the Lock Saw, I was all in for it. I had not been rafting since I was quite young on the Blackfoot. And the Blackfoot and the Lock Saw are two very, very different rivers. But I was open and willing to go and do this. And... Some of you know that I have some friends that are what I would consider, they might not say this about themselves, but I think that they're extreme athletes. And I have a lot of reverence for my friends that are extreme athletes, kayaking, you know, backcountry skiing, mountain climbing, etc. So I go on this trip. I get placed in the boat with Mr. Litz, and some of you may know him. His son is a friend of my brother's, so I figured I was in good hands, and I was with his daughter, this friend of mine, Aaron, and a few other people that I don't quite remember. And we're going down the Lock Saw, and I'm having the time of my life. But I look back and I think about the names of some of these rapids. Like, one of them's called Bloody Mary. And another one is called, oh gosh, what's another one? Bloody Mary, oh, the Grim Reaper. Okay. So, I'm going down, I'm having the time of my life, and then we come to this rapid called the Terminator. And as a young child, I really, really liked Arnold Schwarzenegger. He was pretty hot. I wanted to be a bodybuilder at one point. And we come to this Terminator Rapid, and I can't even remember what it looks like. Like, I can remember what pipeline looks like, but I can't remember the Terminator. And I'm on the back of the raft, and all of a sudden, I get bucked backwards. And I get bucked backwards, and Aaron is holding on to my left leg, and I'm hanging out of the boat like this. And she's holding on to my leg. She's not strong enough to pull me back in the boat. And I'm not strong enough to help her pull me back in the boat. And I look at her and I said, let me go. I'm like, let me go. And so she does. And she lets me go. And because I'm a good swimmer and I have confidence in my abilities as a swimmer, I was like, okay, I can do this. It's all going to be good. There's 20 other kayakers and boaters that are going to be able to help me through this situation. And so I fall back, and I fall back into the rapid, into that great surf that's created by rapids, which is beautiful. And I fall back, and I'm like, it's all going to be good. But then something unexpected happened. I got sucked under the raft. And I'm under the raft, and when I realize I'm under the raft, I think to myself, I'm so glad I took a really deep breath when I fell in. And then I thought, it's a good thing I can hold my breath for 40 seconds. But then I was like, wait a minute, it seems like it's already been 40 seconds. And I'm under there, and I hear voices above me. And the voices are saying, she's going to pop up. She's going to pop up. And then I hear, she's not popping up. She's not popping up. Where'd she go? And so then I thought, stay calm. So I stayed calm. And I thought, God damn it. I'm going to ruin Ben and Jess's party. Nobody's going to be roasting s'mores and drinking beer around the fire. Because I'm going to be dead and everybody's going to be sad. And then I thought about my daughter. And I really, at that point, I really wanted my daughter to have me around for a little while longer. And I knew she'd be really pissed if she had to live with her dad 24/7. So that was on my mind. I was worried about my family taking up the slack. And doing all those things that I did for her, I didn't want her to be forgotten. I thought, I got to take this wetsuit off. It's impeding my movement. I didn't think about God. I only thought about my friends and family. And I realized, like, I wasn't scared, but I was really pissed off. And I was like, God damn it, I haven't had sex in 2 years, and I'm under this raft? This sucks! I was like, I haven't even found my soulmate. I'm like, come on. And then I was like, do soulmates really exist? And then I was like, am I ever going to fall in love again? Oh, God. And then I said, I got to get myself out of here. And so what came to mind was, some of you know this about me. Maybe now you get it, is I'm kind of funny sometimes. And on death's door, I think of Spider-Man. Yes, Spider-Man is one of my favorite superheroes, and I thought of him, and I remembered the song from the Electric Company, Spider-Man, where are you coming from, Spider-Man? Nobody knows where you are. Nobody knew where I was. And so I was like, I got a Spider-Man out of this thing. So I crawled along the bottom of the boat. I reached up, and then I heard the voices again, and they're like, she's here, she's under the boat, she's under the boat. I look up through the water, and I see the tip of a red kayak, and I grab the tip of the red kayak with both of my hands, and I reach, I pull it down, and I take the most precious breath that I've ever taken since birth. And I took that breath, and I was able to grab the frame of the raft, pull myself up halfway, but I was still getting sucked under, and they pulled me up finally into the boat, and I'm laying there, I'm looking at the sky, and I'm like, thank God, I see clouds, I see the blue sky, I feel the wetness. I was like, I love being wet, I love water, this is so good, I'm so alive. And Mr. Litz is asking me all these questions to make sure I'm okay. He's like, I have no idea what he said, but one thing he said to me, he looked at me and he's like, how's your psyche, Steph? Like, what the fuck? God. I was like, I started kind of laughing. And I was like, is this a funny moment? I'm like, maybe not. And I looked at him and I was like, okay, where is my mind? My body is convulsing because I was in shock. And I'm like, where is my mind? And I was like, I am so glad to be alive at this moment. I'm so happy. And I looked at him. I said, I think it's okay. I'm okay. But I'm definitely going to want a beer when we're done with this ride. Thank you.
Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community, montanabookstore.com. The Top Hat, regularly bringing Missoula great live music, now with food, tophatlounge.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact, factandfictionbooks.com. Jonathan Marquise, illustrator, artist, and community organizer, jonathanmarquise.com, that's Marquise with a Q. Matt LaRubio, screen printing done right, mlarubio@gmail.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards, and music. Great people, great music, rockandrudys.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. Find us on twitter.com/PSSTTELLUS. That's twitter.com/tellus. Also on Facebook and at tellussomething.org. Interested in telling a story? Call 406-203-4683 or email tellussomething@gmail.com. That's PSSTTELLUS.something@gmail.com to pitch your story. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? Thanks for listening.